Chapter 24. Vandred. The Exalted stalked the bridge, its many knuckled claws clenching and releasing, forming gnarled fists one moment, and opening like ugly flowers in slow bloom the next. The Atramentar, all seven that remained after Vral's death at Cryth, had assembled on the Strategium to attend their lord and master, for their lord and master was furious. One of the Terminators hefted a two-handed maul, resting the massive hammerhead on his shoulder guard. The pauldron's sculpted face was the roaring visage of an Ostraman lion. Light reflecting from the hammer gave it eyes of staring gold.
"The Prophet has not betrayed you, Lord."
"You cannot know that, Garadon."
The Exalted still paced, albeit in a hunched, brutish stalk. Each of its footsteps sent a throb through the deck. The crew were growing uneasy, for the warlord scarcely left its throne unless something out of arm's reach needed berating or destroying.
"We cannot linger here indefinitely. They will track us, hunt us down. Huron has warp-cunning magi who can part the Sea of Souls."
Malek, champion of the Atramentar, had occupied himself thus far by triggering his lightning claws every few minutes, repeatedly inspecting them. They'd scythe from their housings on the back of his power fists, only to snap-slide back after yet another brief examination.
"You also have a warp-cunning magus, Lord."
The Exalted spat acid onto the deck, dismissing the very idea.
"Rovan excels at three roles, that of a warlock, a traitor, and a waste of skin. If I have traded a genuine seer, a navigator, and 36 bleeding eye raptors in exchange for possessing Rovan."
The Exalted spat again, and a crew member jumped out of the way of the lethal gobbet.
"Then I will lose my temper,"
the demon finished,
"and those around me will lose their blood."
"Auspex lock, my lord."
The Exalted's wet-throated growl rippled around the bridge.
"At last, they return."
"A second auspex lock, lord, and a third."
Limbless servitors slaved to the scanner table began to murmur in binary cant, tracking the inbound vessels with the cogitators embedded in their skulls. The Exalted tuned into the babble breaking out across the Strategium, already returning to its throne.
"Cobra-class destroyers,"
called the Master of Auspex. The demon licked its maw, as if seeking forgotten morsels of food left between its teeth. The creature's tongue was long enough to lick the vitreous humours from its own eyes, which it occasionally did to clean them. Demonic ascension had deprived the Exalted's face of eyelids. It did not miss them.
"Outriders?"
asked Malek.
"Are the vanguard of something much more?"
"We will know after we destroy them."
Assurance flowed through the Exalted's tone again. Void war, a void war they could win. The salvage alone from breaking a Tri-Cobra squadron, if the vessels could be kept reasonably intact, would be the haul of a solar year.
"All ahead full, shields up, gun ports open, all lances online and weapon batteries live."
A chorus of eyes answered the creature's decrees. The Covenant itself leapt to obey, engines opening up hot, bright, and wide, bellowing plumes of Promethean thrust fire into the silence of space. The ship moved now as it once had, before the centuries of punishing crusades and patchwork repairs left her no more than a revenant with a majestic past. Between the Hell's Iris crews and the raw material from Ganges, the Exalted had done exactly what it set out to achieve. The years of neglect and shame were finally being cast aside in favor of reigniting an ancient aggression. They were hunters again, void hunters. The demon's flesh heart quickened behind the uncomfortable cage of its ribs. On the Oculus, the three ships resolved into daggers of detail, their flanks, turrets, and towers painted in the tyrant's scarlet.
Do not target their weapon arrays. I want those for the ripest salvage. When they launch torpedoes, take everything on the forward shields, only rolling and yawing to starboard if they buckle below 1/3 strength. Precision shield-breaking lance strikes as we dive towards the lead ship, then a 1/4 volley from the broadsides as we cut through their formation.
A multitude of hungers, each unified only by how fierce they felt, gleamed in the demon's black eyes.
Lord, a new Auspex lock, a cruiser, amalgamated class, and another led by significant warp wake. No, another three. It's another destroyer squadron. Parasites to the cruiser.
They're a vanguard,
Malek cursed under his breath, but his tusked helm vocalized it as a buzzing sigh.
We should run, Lord. The Covenant has only just been reborn. To win a fight while sustaining crippling damage will be no victory at all.
You are beginning to sound like the Prophet.
The Exalted leered at the Oculus, paying Malek little heed.
6 destroyers and a fat-bellied cruiser. We could run this gauntlet blind and still come out unscathed. Still, I am not blind to the danger here. After we destroy the first 3 ships, we will maintain a conservative distance until the scene is fully set. I have no wish to take an armada head on.
Several more Auspex chimes rang out across the command deck.
Lord!
Speak, fool!
Another 9 ships are broken from the warp. 3 of them are capital cruisers. We have a 6-strong squadron of iconoclast-class destroyers burning hot to flank us.
The Exalted's nasty feral sneer died on its face.
All hands to battle stations, all claws to defensive positions, standing by to repel boarders. Inform the navigator that we will be needing his guidance very, very shortly.
Incoming torpedoes, Lord!
The Exalted licked corrosive saliva from its fanged teeth and spoke the words it loathed more than any other.
Brace for impact.
She puked this time. It poured from her in wet, slapping chunks, spreading across the surface of the blood-tainted water.
No more!
She breathed the words, unable to give them any truer voice.
No more! Please, no more! Not until the ship is cleansed!
Hound wiped her lips with the cleanest edge of his cloak. Over the Vox speakers, Talos's voice echoed around the befouled chamber.
You did well, Navigator. Rest for now. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Sirion said the words in an awed whisper. Slowly he removed his helm, needing to look upon the screen with unclouded eyes.
I do not believe what I'm seeing.
Talos didn't reply. The Oculus focused on a distant battle, following the twisting, wrenching, burning hulk at the heart of it all. The Covenant of Blood tore through the center of the enemy fleet, its shields flashing with oil-on-water iridescence. Wounds along its midnight hull spoke of previous shield ruptures, as fire trails burned in ravine cracks along the ship's armor. As they bore witness, the Covenant boosted even faster, pitching down at the last moment to glide beneath an enemy vessel of almost equal size. The bloated ship struggled in futility to come about in time, while the sleeker strike cruiser slipped underneath, rolling to present its starboard broadsides towards the enemy's underbelly. Every cannon on the Covenant's side raged across the scarce distance between the two cruisers, massed plasma streams and clustered laser fire raking the Corsair ship's keel.
That's a kill,
Mercutian said softly.
Watch, brothers. That's a cure.
The Covenant didn't stay to observe. It thrust away, engines burning with unsustainable fury. In its wake, the Corsair cruiser rolled, cracked, and came apart along its underbelly. Detonations blazed along the length of the ship, as if it were a child's toy to be pulled apart at the seams. Within a handful of seconds, it was a fireball, crumbling in on itself, towers toppling into its burning core. The shock wave of its exploding plasma core sent nearby smaller ships rocking, pushing them off course.
Master of Auspex, how many enemy ships do we count?
12, my lord. Wreckage shows 4 already destroyed.
Talos stared at the Covenant, watching it burn.
Accelerate to attack speed, and open a vox channel to the Covenant.
The Exalted played a dangerous game. It, the demon itself, was no master of fleet warfare. It was a hunter, a predator, a killer without conscience or compare. But it was no void warrior. To command a vessel in a void war was to immerse oneself in the absolute saturation of incoming information. Shouted numbers and binary codes were distances to and from other ships, pertaining to every vessel's projected pitch, roll, and yaw, as well as the intricacies and vagaries of each object's estimated movements in three-dimensional space. The Exalted attuned itself to this state of ruthless focus by doing as it always had in the past. It reached back into the mind it now mastered, and peeled back the malingering human presence to reveal the core of relevant lore beneath. Memories. Vandred's memories. While the understanding of these maddening astral dances was not something the Exalted possessed itself, it could flay its host's brain open with a thought and rifle through the Night Lord's psyche. Once inside, it took no more than a moment's concentration to wear the memories and drape itself in the comprehension as if these thoughts had always been the demon's own. Vandred possessed a wealth of such perceptions. In life, he'd been a void warrior without compare. It was what elevated him to the rank of 10th captain in the months following Malkarion's demise. The Exalted plundered its host's mind with the same tenacity it plundered the Imperium's material wealth. No difference existed between the two acts. The strong took from the weak. It was the way of things. But with Vandred's increasing withdrawal, the human's diminishing soul took his fading memories with him to the edge of oblivion. The Exalted remained unconcerned at first. Vandred was a nuisance, but his consciousness could still be looted at will. It only became a trial when the human's remnant spark developed an irritating capacity for cunning. Vandred began to fall silent. Instead of screaming uselessly, silently, at his former brethren for aid, he hid from the questing thought tendrils the Exalted sent back into their shared brain. He buried his most valuable, useful memories, storing them away and defending them with vexing tenacity. Even so, the Exalted tolerated it. It suspected enough of Vandred's imprint remained in the physical brain to allow shallow memory stripping, even if the Night Lord's soul expired forever. Their relationship of exploitive, hateful symbiosis had functioned, albeit with steady erosion, for over a century. Until the moment 16 Red Corsair warships shattered their way into real space and locked weapons on the Covenant of Blood. The Exalted watched the updating, evolving hololithic display, and while it could comprehend what it saw, it could infer little from its flickering runic displays, and could predict next to nothing. Without wearing Vandred's perceptions as a shroud over its own, the babbling behavior of lesser species, the games of these flesh things, made almost no sense at all. Attack, destroy, plunder. The Exalted understood these terms. It grasped the basic precepts of void war. What it lacked was the comprehension of logistics, of strategy, of the masterful difference tactics, knowledge, and prediction would make to any battle. The warships came closer,
The Exalted reached back into its host's mind and found nothing. Mortal bridge crew began to request orders. The Exalted delayed them with irritated snarls and ransacked the shared brain. Nothing. No memories at all. Vandred was still hiding, or gone completely. It took several seconds in the material realm, and a great deal longer in the demon's own time-loose psyche, but the Exalted closed its claw around Vandred's shrunken soul at last. The Night Lord put up little in the way of struggle, for erosion had weakened it unto extinction. No matter. The Exalted peeled lore from its presence, layering its own essence with stolen understanding. This was a ritual between Carcass and Carrion Feeder that the two of them had played out many times before, even at Cryth, when the Covenant's assault impressed even the War Master. And as always, Vandred released his life's knowledge in weak spools for the Exalted to devour. But it wasn't enough. The blinking runes made sense. The creature could guess the likeliest actions of the enemy vessels based on their bulk, armament, and support craft. But it wasn't enough. To the Exalted's blossoming comprehension, every analysis it made of the situation led to the same result. It was going to lose. The Exalted was going to be destroyed here, cast back into the turmoil of the warp, forced to linger in the chaotic nothingness, until another ideal host husk made itself known. The demon clutched at the fading soul, leeching its life in a panicked suction for answers. Vandred's embers resonated amusement.
The Covenant cannot stand against 16 ships. To face the 4 cruisers alone would be mutually assured destruction. Their escorts tip the balance in the enemy's favor.
Lies. The Exalted could not, would not, die here.
What do you want from me, demon?
The Covenant is a prince of ships born in a greater age, but it is not invulnerable. You have spent lifetimes breaking it apart, piece by piece, only to lose it completely, mere days after its resurrection.
Panicked now, the Exalted ignored the demands of its bridge crew, ransacking random memories in the hope of finding something, anything to use as a weapon to save its own existence. For the first time in a century, the demon had shown weakness. It had a brief, terrible second to sense the Night Lord's smile. Vandred struck with the full force of everything he'd been hiding back. Memories of brotherhood, of wars waged under burning skies, of void duels won in the name of a legion he would willingly die for. The full spectrum of human emotion and experience, from a child's barely remembered fears to the murderer's pride in the way blood trickles down pale flesh. Memory after memory, perception after perception spilled into the shared mind, and none of them belonged to the Exalted. Vandred screamed. The cry began in his mind, and left his monstrous jaws in a roar. The first thing to hit him was the way it felt to breathe. It hurt. His lungs burned. Sensation flooded over him, as if it'd just been pushed from the womb into the bright, cold world. He roared again, and this time it ended as laughter. The ship was shaking around him, already taking damage. The Corsairs were wily bastards. They knew how to strike, and it wouldn't be long before the Covenant's warp engines were rendered worthless by enemy fire. If Vandred tried to run, it'd only hasten his death by offering a ripe target. The other choice was the only choice. Stand. Fight.
Gunnery officer Johan, he growled through a lion smile.
The man flinched as he was addressed.
My lord?
Vandred gestured to the hololithic, forcing himself not to be distracted by the clawed monstrosity that his right hand had become.
We will begin with that murder-class cruiser, Johan. Ready the lances.
The Covenant burned, and still it fought. Its port broadsides were a black, smeared scar along its hull.
Two of its primary boost vents were melted slag, causing fires throughout the Engineerium deck, and untold deaths among the most menial of the slave crew. Much of its battlement architecture and statuary simply didn't exist anymore, torn from the ship's spine by massed enemy fire. Sections of the aft castle had suffered a similar fate. Barely a square meter of armor plating had escaped charring, scoring, or outright ruination. Much of the vessel burned with ghostly, void-sucked flames, while water and air pissed and breathed into space from canyons carved in its hull, the former freezing to become streams of ice crystals, the latter dissipating, dying in the breathlessness of the deep void. The destroyer Lachesis lost half of its superstructure in a reactor explosion, cut apart by the Covenant's forward lances. Half a minute later, the strike cruiser rammed its way through the frigate's spinning wreckage, pounding into the remaining hull section, batting it aside with its cracked prow, as if merely swatting an insect. Even limping, her legs broken and her skin aflame, the Night Lord warship clawed at the prey within her reach. The cruiser Labyrinthine, now deprived of its last support ship, dived its ponderous way down onto the slowing Covenant. A volley of plasma cannon fire twinned with a knifing cut from its lances to rain devastation on the ship below. Too crippled to escape, the Covenant rolled with what little momentum remained, preparing for a final lance burst in spiteful retaliation. The Labyrinthine fired again, and missed. Its entire payload splashed harmlessly across the rippling shields of another vessel. A warship twinned in size and lethal elegance to the dying Covenant. The intruder ship raced between the two cruisers, forcing them apart with proximity alarms wailing on both bridges. After taking the kill shot and letting it bleed across its shields, the newcomer lashed back with a withering hail of laser battery broadsides. The Labyrinthine shields burst, and the ship rolled hard to starboard, desperate to avoid another barrage. On the Covenant's bridge, a voice rang out over the hissing, spitting speakers.
"This is Talos of the Eighth Legion, warship Echo of Damnation."
The reply crackled back on a wave of ravaged vox.
"Very amusing, but you should have stayed away from this battle, Prophet. No sense in the Legion losing two ships this night."
Zal and Uzas listened to the newest slice of madness coming down the vox. The bleeding eyes, several of them at least, were filling the communication channel with the most annoying, piercing shrieks.
"What's your location?"
Zal was asking, and not for the first time.
"This is Zarl of First Claw. What's your location?"
The shrieking fell silent again. This had happened several times now, with each bout of eagle-crying rage preceded by talk of hunting those who would become hunters themselves, and stalking the prey with the broken soul. Zal hated the raptors.
"I hate those things," he said.
This, too, was not for the first time.
"I hate the way they talk, I hate the way they think, and I hate the way they tell that tale about being first on the walls at the Emperor's palace."
Uzas didn't reply. He was trying to listen to the raptors as well.
"Their hunt is not going well," he mused. "Thank you for the translation, brother."
Zal reached for his handheld Auspex, thumbing the activation rune.
"Wait here, I'll be back soon."
Uzas tilted his head.
"Talos ordered us both to remain here."
"You are lecturing me on appropriate reactions to orders?"
Zal made a show of looking around.
"Are you possessed, brother?"
Uzas didn't reply.
"I'll be back soon," said Zal. "I want to join in the Bleeding Eyes hunt for whatever it is they're hunting. It sounds as if it's ripping them to pieces, and I like those odds." "I wish to hunt as well," Uzas grunted, sounding particularly petulant. "You stay here. I will hunt with the shrieking idiots."
Zal shook his head. "I think not."
"Why?"
Uzas asked.
Why should I stay while you go?
Because even on my worst days, I'm the best with a blade.
You, on the other hand, run around with an axe screaming about gods while you butcher your own servants.
Without waiting for a reply, Zal strode off down the corridor, boots thudding on the deck. Vandred was one of the few still alive on the Covenant's bridge. Flames coated the walls in a second skin, beginning to eat into the bodies of those who died doing their duty. He was half blinded by the light of too many fires, and he could smell his ship's last breath in the acrid smoke. Despite this body's raw strength, blood loss from several vicious gash wounds made it difficult to get back to his throne. The blood itself smelled foul, and dripped from his wounds in thick adhesive clumps, barely liquid at all. The remaining command deck crew were all servitors, their limited behavioral protocols keeping them bound to their duties no matter what external stimuli were at play. Two of them were burning, literally aflame as they stood at their stations. Metal parts scorched, flesh blackened and bleeding. They keyed in commands to fire gun turrets that no longer existed. Vandred hauled himself into the throne, and his wounds began to leak onto the black iron. The ship trembled again. Something burst in the oculus wall, venting pressurized steam.
Tell us!
The prophet's voice came back choppy, but the fact it came back at all was close to a miracle.
I hear you, he said.
Vandred spat blood. It was difficult to speak with all these teeth.
The Covenant is gone, brother. They're not even boarding us. They want us dead. And they'll get that wish very soon.
Talos snarled.
Run! We will cover your escape. The twin jump will work this time. You have my word. Why is there this maddening devotion to lose both ships? The Covenant can barely crawl, let alone run. Save the worthless heroics, for when you have an audience to appreciate them, Prophet. That night may yet come, but it is not tonight. You run. I will cover your escape.
As you command.
Come about to these coordinates. Stay out of the fight. Keep the enemy at bay with lance strikes. And be ready to receive survivors. Do not engage. Do you understand?
A pause. You will be remembered, Vandred.
I would rather not be.
He terminated the link with his bleeding claw and switched to the ship-wide vox, wondering just how many people remained alive to hear it.
This is the captain. Seek succor aboard the Echo of Damnation at once. All hands, all hands.
He took a shivering breath.
Abandon ship!